Mission Network News, 2 minute version, Thursday, September 2nd, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We begin today along the Russian-Chechen border, where more than a dozen militants wearing suicide bomb belts seized a southern Russian school yesterday. The rebels took 400 people hostage, half of them children, threatening to blow up the building. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakuba says two of their leaders were affected.
One of them is coordinator, you know, for region there, and another is a pastor of the church there in Beslan. And it happened that they are two brothers, I mean, by blood and by faith. And their 8 children are there. All their children are there.
Rakuba is pleading for prayer. Next, Haiti's shores are threatened by Hurricane Francis and Tropical Storm Gaston. Bill Evans is with Men for Missions, the layman's voice of OMS International. Evans says the radio ministry escaped harm so close on the heels of Hurricane Charley.
We have not had any impact from the hurricanes or tropical storms, with our radio station being in north central Haiti, and then on some of our downlinks as well. It's been pretty much the same situation. They're in a place, fortunately, where at this point in time anyway, we haven't experienced any outages.
Evan says their teams are active in meeting the overwhelming physical needs in the region. And short-term mission leaders will be gathering next month for training, networking, and more. It's the annual Fellowship of Short-Term Missions Leaders Conference, which is taking place October 13th through the 17th. This year's focus is being called In Pursuit of Excellence. They're exploring standards of excellence in short-term missions through workshops, small groups, and sessions with guest speakers. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. A free copy of the book, A Force in the Earth by Dr. David Shibley of Global Advance, is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. It's a passionate plea for all Christians to mobilize to fulfill the Great Commission. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.